Today's digest for June 10, 2026. 10 stories today spanning Anthropic's first public frontier model, Apple's AI privacy bargain with Google, an EU showdown over WhatsApp, and a record-breaking patch Tuesday. We'll start with the new model releases, move into a busy security beat, and close on the bigger policy picture. Here's the rundown. We start with Anthropic, which has released Claude Fable 5, the first model from its powerful Mythos family that the general public can actually use. Fable runs on the same underlying model as Mythos 5, the system Anthropic spent months holding in a limited preview because of its cyber capabilities. The public version differs in one key way. When you ask about sensitive subjects, it quietly routes the request to the older Claude Opus 4.8 model and tells you it is doing so. Anthropic tuned these guardrails to be, in its own words, stricter than ideal, so the system sometimes refuses harmless requests. The company says that happens in fewer than 5% of sessions, a trade-off it judged worth making. Over more than 1,000 hours of paid red team testing, outside teams failed to find a single universal jailbreak. And the classifiers now flag every chemistry and biology question, not just the ones about weapons. Next up, an independent take. Developer Simon Willison spent his first hours with Fable 5 and came away calling it, simply, a beast. His main challenge, he wrote, was finding tasks it could not do. Asked to list his own open source projects, Fable named around 20. The previous Opus model managed 4. It is slow and expensive, though. Fable costs $10 per million input tokens and 50 per million output, roughly twice the price of Opus, with a 1 million token context window and a knowledge cutoff of January 2026. On real work, the bills add up fast. One full day of coding sessions ran Willison just over $110. In return, the model independently rebuilt one of his Python projects to run full CPython, generated a 14-megabyte software package from scratch, and wrote nearly an entire library release on its own, complete with documentation. Also today, a complimentary view from Wharton professor Ethan Mollick, who got access to the locked-down Mythos model itself working with it. He writes, "Feels less like being a wizard casting spells, and more like being a patron commissioning work. You describe a goal, and the model disappears for hours to deliver it. In one test, it spun up its own subagents to research more than 2,000 flights, rail schedules, and road speeds, then built a polished interactive map with almost no direction. For another project, it produced a 19-page design document and ran for 9.5 hours, largely unsupervised." Mollick's unease is that he cannot see the hundreds of intermediate choices the model makes along the way. The result is powerful, but it is, in his phrase, the ultimate black box. And he suspects that opacity is the price of the capability, not a temporary limitation we will engineer away. Turning to Apple. At its developer conference this week, Apple tried to square a circle how to give Siri serious AI horsepower while keeping its privacy promises, even though some of that AI now runs on Google servers. The answer is a tiered system. Simpler requests stay on the device using a new Google co-developed model called AFM3 Core. Tougher questions go to cloud models, also built jointly with Google, running inside Apple's private cloud compute. Apple software chief Craig Federighi was blunt about how much of Google's own assistant technology Apple uses to handle your data. None. The cloud models, he said, reach out to services like Google Search only to ground themselves in world knowledge without handing Google any access to the underlying personal information. It is a notable concession from a company that spent years marketing on device processing as the privacy gold standard. Over in Europe, regulators just reached for a rarely seen weapon against Meta. The European Commission has ordered the company to restore free WhatsApp access for AI chatbots built by rival firms, an emergency interim measure it has invoked only twice in more than 20 years. The backstory: after the Commission opened an investigation in December into whether Meta was abusing its dominance by banning third-party assistance from WhatsApp, Meta restored access in March, but charged rivals a fee. Brussels says that still breaks competition rules and wants the original free terms back. Meta has until June 15th to comply, or it risks fines of up to 10% of annual revenue, somewhere around $20 billion. Competition Commissioner Teresa Ribera framed it as protecting a key gateway to European consumers. Meta calls the case baseless and says it will appeal. Onto the security beat, where this month's Patch Tuesday set a record. Microsoft shipped fixes for 206 unique vulnerabilities in its June update, the largest batch yet, and researchers say AI is the reason. As automated tools accelerate the discovery of flaws, these enormous patch loads are becoming the new normal. 3 of the bugs were already public 0 days, and Microsoft flagged 13 more as likely to be exploited soon. 32 were rated critical, 5 of them at the very top of the severity scale. The 2 that researchers singled out as most urgent both score near the maximum, One sits in the Windows HTTP stack and could be triggered remotely by an unauthenticated attacker with no user interaction, which analysts warn is potentially wormable. The other is in the Windows DHCP client, which runs on virtually every Windows machine. There is also a fix for a BitLocker bypass that had been disclosed earlier. Staying with vulnerabilities, here's a remarkable one from the Linux kernel. Researchers analyzed a high-severity flaw that lets an untrusted local user escalate all the way to root, and the root cause is almost poetic, a single errant character in the code. The bug lives in nftables, the kernel subsystem that handles packet filtering and firewall rules. The modern replacement for the old iptables tooling, a single misplaced exclamation point introduced what is called a useAfterFree, a memory corruption class of bug, in the logic that deletes firewall verdicts. Because nftables is built into essentially every modern Linux system, the blast radius is wide and the flaw can also be used to slip past sandbox defenses. It is a vivid reminder that in systems code, the distance between a typo and a privilege escalation vulnerability can be exactly one character wide. Also on the threat front, a familiar bug is still doing damage. Security firm Trend Micro reports that at least two Russia-aligned hacking groups are exploiting a high-severity flaw in WinRAR, the popular Windows file compression tool, in email attacks on Ukrainian military and government targets. What is striking is the timing. The vulnerability was patched nearly a year ago, back in July 2025, but WinRAR is so deeply embedded in daily operations across Ukrainian organizations that unpatched copies remain a soft target. One group deployed an information stealer that grabs credentials and documents, then deletes itself to cover its tracks. The other delivered espionage malware. Google's threat intelligence team says other well-known Russian crews, including Sandworm and Turla, leaned on the same flaw earlier this year. The lesson is an old one. A patch only protects the people who actually install it. Shifting gears to self-driving. Waymo has published new research, out today in the journal Nature Communications, on a computer model of how human drivers make split-second decisions to avoid a crash. Built with the Delft University of Technology, the model is called the reference driver, and the idea is clever. Just as the auto industry uses physical crash test dummies to rate a car's structure, this is a behavioral dummy, a benchmark for how a competent human would react in a dangerous moment. Waymo wants it to become a shared scientific yardstick. The whole industry can measure collision avoidance against, rather than every company grading its own homework. Under the hood, it draws on a neuroscience framework called active inference, the idea that the brain is always working to minimize surprise. One of that theory's leading figures called the work a technical tour de force, and notably Waymo is releasing the model openly. We will close with the bigger picture. Writer Zvi Moshowitz has a sharp piece comparing how the three leading AI labs are framing the road to superintelligence and a government memo that hangs over all of them. Anthropic, he argues, treats superintelligence as genuinely dangerous and leans on an ethics-first posture. OpenAI talks about recursive self-improvement by 2028 and then handing advanced AI to everyone while somehow keeping it under control, which Moshowitz calls a contradiction. And Google DeepMind has joined calls for international coordination to slow things down if the moment demands it. Hanging over the debate is a White House national security directive that, on his reading, could effectively lock one safety-focused lab out of government use while leaving deployment elsewhere wide open. His through line, every lab says it wants caution and coordination, even as all of them keep racing to build more capability. That's the digest for June 10, 2026. A frontier model going public, the privacy and regulatory fights trailing right behind it, and a security beat that keeps getting busier. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with the next rundown.